Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I am, it's yours. 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 Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. I am yours. I am yours.
I'm here. Thank you.
But to feel you to more. We come, Lord, go a little higher. We come, Lord, for you to use us, Lord. Look in radio land. You know what they need. Touch right now. Oh, Jesus, deliverance right now. In the name of Jesus. Is sick today, but we know, God, that your son Jesus is a healer. Heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, somebody needs spiritual healing. Someone needs to be healed. Your holistic touch right now, in the name of Jesus. Go in the hospital room. Yes, Lord. You know, Lord, there is no disease that you cannot cure. There is no sickness that you cannot cure. Move, Lord, in the hospital, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Go in, Lord. In the nursing homes, yes, touch the minds of your people. Yes, Lord, we come against all kind of mental health issues. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus makes whole. Yes, Lord, look on your saints of God that feel that no one cares. Let them know, God, you still care. Let them feel your touch one more time. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on and see about your people. But you said, if your people, which are called by your name, yes, will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then you'll hear from heaven and you'll heal the land. Heal the land, Lord. Heal the land, Lord. We know we're living in the last days. God, we need you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Jesus, intercede for us. You know what we need. Whatever we standing in the need of, you know everything. We come because, God, you've already solved it. Already working out, and thanking you right now. Already working it out, already solving a problem, already healing, already working it out in the prayer box. We're thanking you right now. Yes, Lord. And we say yes, Lord, to your will. And hey, thank you. Hey, yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, yeah, yes, son, that. Hey, we say yes to your will and way. Just have your way. Hey, use me as an oracle. Hey, Lord, you got to speak to me first. Huh? Yes, Lord. Huh? Then speak to your people, Lord. Huh? You know the word that needs to happen. Huh? Lord, let me open up my mouth. Huh? And you speak, Lord. Huh? Send on the word. Huh? Send on the anointing. Huh? In the name of Jesus. Huh? Yes, Lord. Huh? So that souls can be saved. Huh? Yes, Lord. Huh? So that backsliding can be restored. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Do it for your glory. Do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now. Thank you right now. In Jesus' name. Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you. Oh, pardon me. Hey, thank you. Oh, pardon me. Hey. You can send the hey, open the hey, thank you. Open the send the portion there. You can send the thank you, Lord. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Thank God, amen and amen. For those you in radio land, you might not can tell it, but today is praise and worship day, amen. We come out for no other purpose but to give God some praise, because I want you to know what he's done for others, he'll do for you. But you can't tell it like I can tell it what he's done for me. Amen? Amen? I'm going to give you the scriptures early before I give you a topic. There are many scriptures. You say, why so many? Because that's what the Lord gave me. So that's why. First of all, Genesis 1:27. Genesis 1 and 27. Then Romans 5 and 8. Romans 5 and 8. Then John 3:16. I will repeat this again. John 3:16. Psalms 10 and 3. Psalms 10 and 3. And then Isaiah 53 and 5. Isaiah 53 and 5. I'm sorry, let's go back. That's Psalms 103 and 8. That's what that's supposed to be. Psalms 103 and 8. You can't read your own writing, you know. Romans 10 and 13. Romans 10 and 13. Romans 10 and 9. Acts 1 and 8. Acts 1 and 8. Romans 8 and 26. John 14 and 26. Revelations 3 and 5. Revelations 20 and now I'm going to repeat them so we all can catch up. First one is Genesis 1 and 27. The next one is Romans 5 and 8. Then John 3:16. Psalms 103 and 8. Isaiah 53 and 5. Romans 10 and 13, Romans 10 and 9, Acts 1 and 8, Romans 8 and 26, John 14 and 26, Revelations 3 and 5, Revelations 20 and 15. Some Bible scholars may have recognized these scriptures and can probably tell where you're going. Amen. My question, my topic for you is, what do you have to give God? What do you have to give God the glory for? Amen. All right. And again, my reader, are you lost, reader? Okay. Genesis 1:27. I'm going to read it what? Okay. All right, reader.
So God created man in his own image.
Uh-huh.
In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Can you say amen? Now, if you don't know if that's something to be thankful for, let me tell you something. God could have made us like robots, with no free will, mind, just made, created just to serve and praise him and do nothing else. He could have made it that way. God could have made us like the animals with no conscious mind other than just to do one thing. God could have did that, amen? So because he didn't, right there, that's something to be grateful for, amen? You can begin to thank God for that because you're not like the fowl in the air, the buzzards. You're not like that. We talked about that earlier. You're not like a raccoon. You are made in what? His own image. God thought so much of us that he made us in his own image. Hey, thank you. That's one thing to praise him for. Amen. All right, Rita.
But God demonstrates his own love for us in that while we were still died for us.
See, for those of us who got that, I can't help it. For those of us who want to do everything we big and bad enough to do. For all of us who don't think the devil is real. For all of us doing everything that God said would be happening in these last and evil days, God had enough compassion that yet he was going to send his only child and let him die for you and me. You are not going to send out your child and let him die for a whole bunch of strangers, least alone yourself. Although some of you aren't that are parents, you know, I wonder. Because, see, the devil's busy. We got parents that are killing their children, not for no other reason but the devil's in charge of their mind. No other reason but because the enemy has totally taken care of every chance that they are trying to do everything but the right thing. But even for those people, God said, I'm going to send my son because I know you don't have no way out unless I send my son and let him die for you. Amen. Because of that alone, can you imagine those of us who are parents that you're going to take some precious child and talk about letting it be nailed to a tree, die a painful death, just so they can save your own self, least alone somebody else. If you're a parent, you know how come you can praise him, because God, being all merciful, all knowing, let his son come down off his throne and take on sin and die for us. That by itself, you ought to be saying, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. All right, John 3:16, because these scriptures are going to preach the message. I'm just going to say it.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
So now he told you about his son. He told you that he died. But he said, now let me tell you something. It's because I love you. It's because I love you. I allow this to happen. Because my son was there from the beginning when we made you in our image. He did not down from paradise, but because of his obedience to Father God, because of his love for us, his son loved us enough to tell his father to prepare me a body and I'll go down. Because he loved us enough, he followed the will of God and he was nailed to the tree so that whosoever believe it in him. It didn't say that maybe not perish. It didn't say, I don't know, depending on how I feel, not perish. It said that what? Should not perish. And then it didn't say you're going to the lake of fire. It said not perish, but have what? Thank you. If you think about that by yourself, that's enough to say, thank you. That's enough to praise him right there, because God's love so much, he made sure that we have a way to him and have everlasting life. Not life that's down here on this earth full of suffering, full of turmoil, full of pain and agony and decay, but everlasting, beautiful life with him. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. All he has what? And no. Has what, Mother, Church Mother? In store for me. In store for me. So whatever this everlasting life is going to look like, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for me. Now what God has in store for me is not what he has in store for you. I said, what God has in store for me, you got to make that personal, because you're going to surely stand up in the judgment seat personally by yourself. So therefore, I'm letting you know what God has for me is not going to be the same as what he has for my wife, the first lady, but what God has for me is for me. What he has for her is for her. What he has for you is you in that everlasting life. See, it says that, you know what, they say in the scriptures, according to Jesus, in my Father's house. Yeah. Now, I preach this already, I'm not going to go there alone, but if you think about the biggest, baddest mansion you have ever seen, which cannot compare to what the reference in Scripture is saying. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. And if there were not them, if you allow the prayer phrase, I would have told you so. So therefore, there's a mansion with your name on it. Therefore, you ought to put a praise on this thing right now. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life in paradise. Paradise. I know I've been to some places that I can think about, oh, man, this is just so beautiful. It's paradise on earth, but cannot compare it to paradise. All right. Psalm 103 and 8.
The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy.
I'm so glad, and I'm going to speak for me, that God is merciful and that he is slow to anger. Because while I was out there in my unsaved self, God didn't call me home because of his grace and his mercy. While I was in my backslidden self, doing everything I thought that I could do, God was not slow to anger because I was in a backslidden condition. But he said in his word that I'm married to the backslider. So even in my backslidden condition, he was slow to anger. And guess what? He was plenteous in mercy. He allowed me to be restored. Amen. He could have called me out there and sent me on into the lake of fire, but because of his grace and mercy, he said, I'm going to wait on you. I know that what your end's going to be, but I'm going to wait on you. And I'm going to chase you because you don't belong out there. And I got a call upon your life, and I'm going to chase you. You know what? Whom he loveth, he what? So I'm so glad that he loved us so much that he put a call upon our life, that he'll chase him. He'll go after one sheep. He'll go after one sheep. One sheep. As if he had lost a whole flock. Is that enough? Those of you who have been sinners because of his mercy, that's enough for you to put a praise on it. Amen? Yes. So what do I have to praise God for? What do I have to give God the glory? That right there, because he is merciful, gracious, slow to answer, and plenteous in mercy. Because therefore we often say, if it wasn't for the grace of God, there go I. But we say that too often, and we don't really think about what we are saying. Because if we have grace, you can't compare to what God's grace is. Can't compare to how merciful he is. So you think about it, you look over your life, and you look about some of the things that you have done in your life, when God could have came down and could have, should have, might have, ought to, killed you for those things. Yet, his mercy allowed us to live on so that he could save us. Amen. Isaiah 53 and 5.
But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed.
Now think about that. Jesus just went nailed to the tree. He was wounded. They beat him. They pierced him in his side. They talked about him. They spat in his face. They mocked him. They told him to come down off the cross if he be the child of the Most High God. You name it, they did it to him, and he suffered it for us. So because of our iniquities, he went through that. That right there is enough for someone to say, thank you. then is there to chase me that I talked about. It was upon us. God said, I'm going to come after you. You've been doing all you want to do, but I'm coming after you, and I'm sending a healing for you. I'm going to allow my son to be whooped for your healing. Think about this. Now, he's going through pain so that you can be healed of your pain. Going through his pain so that we could be healed of our pain. Whatever kind of pain we having, we are healed. Whatever it is in your life that you're going through, we are healed because of his stripes. Whatever sickness that you have, we are healed because of his stripes. Whatever disease you might be suffering from, take comfort in knowing that we are healed by his stripes. No matter what comes and may be tired, you got to understand that by his stripes, we are. Notice it didn't say, it put it in there after present tense, we are healed. Not will be healed, not might be healed, but we, in the present tense, we are healed. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm ready. That's almost ready to shout. Hey, thank you. Because of how God allowed this to happen so that we can have something for us down here on earth. Amen. Romans 10 and 13.
For whoever calls for the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes. Hey, say amen.
Amen.
Now, I know somebody don't like this. Yes, we may have some serial killers. And you may say, but the Bible says, but that should not kill. They don't kill up a whole bunch of people. They have did all kind of torturous things and everything else. But why are you hating on them? All they got to do is call on the name Jesus, and they'll be saved. And you still upset. You still hating them. You still haven't forgiven them. And when you look up, they're into heaven, and with that hatred, you go to hell. You got to understand what he said, whosoever, we do not have any monopoly on Christ. I said that again. We don't have the monopoly on Christ. Because he said, whomsoever will, and so we understood where we come from. Hey, we were still in that category. How could someone like us be saved, amen? Because we all had a yesterday, don't care what say, so don't be acting like you're more holier than now. When you look upon your life, it says whosoever, it's all about us, and we know the condition that we were in, we know the things that we did, we know the things that we said, we know the places that we went, and we know our secret sins that we're going to take to the grave. If God looked on us, and we call the name Jesus, and we were saved. How can you look down on somebody else? How can you look down on somebody else? So because he saved us in our mess, we ought to say, thank you. All right, somebody, you're really glad you say. Man, Romans 10 and 9.
That if you confess with your mouth that Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has risen him from the dead, you will be saved.
Now, there is a process to being saved. You can't just jump up and say, I'm good. So that doesn't complete the process. That just you jumping up itself. But it said the process says if we confess with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, that's step one. Because, see, if you confess and you don't have the other part, then you just using mouth and spewing out words. It said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. The Lord Jesus, now here comes the other part, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead. There's a two-part thing. It is professing with your mouth. It is believing. And then once that occurs, then it says, did it say you might be? You need to be? Ought to be? Can be? Said you shall be saved. So if you have did that today in your seat, in radio land, then according to the scripture, I'm not telling you out of my mouth, I'm telling you according to what the scripture says, then you shall be saved. Then that means right now you are saved if you follow in these steps. Amen? Now, that in and of itself, you ought to be thanking God right now. Because if you're thinking about your mess that you've been in and right now the Lord that you saved from that mess, then you need to be thanking God right now. What do you have? What do you have to give God the glory for? Think about your life. Think about your life. Your very life. And then think about now, because of his grace and his mercy, that he gave you a way out. Now that you're saved, something else can need to happen. Acts 1 and 8.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Yes, Lord.
Okay. Say, well, I'm saved. That's all it takes. No. Because you need some keeping power. Because, see, if you don't have the Holy Spirit to keep in power, that savedness will wear off. Now, it's not that God can't keep you. It's that you can't keep yourself. Because flesh will rise up and you will go back to want to please everything that the flesh wants to do. Because the flesh leads to damnation and hellfire. So it takes something more than just being saved, it takes the next part.
Yes.
But it says you might, does it say you might receive some kind of little jolt? It says you shall what? Receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. Now,